Hi, welcome to the very first USA Baldwin County podcast. I'm Angela Rand, co-hosting with Kathy Jones. Our guest today is a student in the Criminal Justice Program.
Okay, I'm Kathy Jones. I'm actually the advisor and marketing coordinator at the Baldwin County campus, and my guest today is going to be Flawed, and he's going to introduce himself as well. And the topic that we're going to be talking about today is going to be the four things that you're going to need to know about the criminal justice program at South Alabama. Welcome, Flawed.
All right, thank you. I'm Flawed, and I'm the current president of the Future Justice Professional Organization.
Okay.
And we closely work with the Criminal Justice Department, specifically the Baldwin County.
Okay, great. We also have Angela Rand here with us, who's the librarian, and so she may be adding some comments as well today. Okay, Vlad, well, you started off talking about the Future Justice Professionals. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that organization and how it got started?
All right, well, we're only about a year young, but we have done a few great things, obviously. We received the publicity for it, and we created it last year, basically because there wasn't one.
Right.
And the other thing that there wasn't another one of is organization that functions on both campuses.
Right.
We have a lot of organizations on main campuses, but the reach does not quite come to the Fairhope. And one of the things that first we did was getting Fairhope students involved and building connections and networking with the main campus. And we had a few events where the Baldwin County students were actually on the main campus taking care of the events.
Right. That's great. That's a really good connection for the two. Like you said, I think it's great that you start an organization on both. Well, you have an upcoming event this fall, I believe, where you're going to be participating on main campus to recruit new members. Would you tell us when that is and what that is?
Yes. Our main day is going to be the Get On Board Day, when all the organizations come along together, and we will basically recruit our members, and those members are going to be our working force.
Okay,
basically, they're going to be the driving power, and through that, through their own participation, they're going to develop their own skills that are essential in the professional world. And something that I've learned, something that previous members already learned, and I'm sure we're all glad to share those experiences, and want to open those opportunities to all those students. Because I've said earlier, we have not had a criminal justice organization before.
Right.
And it doesn't only benefit everybody individually, but it also looks great on those resumes, which is all we go after so hard.
Sure, of course. That's what the people who are going to employ you are going to look at when they interview. So that's great. Okay, well, Vlad, why don't you share with us just maybe some of the highlights of your experience in the criminal justice program, some things that you really liked or enjoyed experience-wise.
One of the things that I enjoyed particularly about the Fairhope campus was the hands-on involvement, basically.
Sure.
It's one thing about being able to the courtroom and just viewing the process, but it's a completely other thing of having a team and have that team separated into different parts as they would in the court.
For example,
the prosecutors, the judges, the defendants. And something that we've dealt here on Fairhope campus before is that we were able to break apart and bring those individual talents in every student.
Right.
Because as I believe, and I'm sure many other professionals, is that education is not only about having an ability to recall certain information.
Absolutely.
it comes over from inspiration and willing to seek.
Right.
Because that's what drives the progress, and that's what education should be all about. And it helped me, and it's not an experience that I've found at other places in the region, so Fairhope has always been my choice for criminal justice classes because of hands-on experience that I get to use.
Right. That's
everybody who comes into criminal justice, in a nutshell, wants to be a police officer.
Yeah, that's true.
But then you learn things about yourself. And you learn about all the different parts of the criminal justice.
Right.
We have a saying, it's the gears of criminal justice, because every gear has its own function. And it's very hard to broaden everybody and say, oh, it's just one system.
Right.
Because every single individual, if they are able to find their place, their niche, where they belong, they can be that essential gear that brings the entire mechanism to work.
Right. I know that one of your classmates, I think it was Tiara, she recently was doing an internship with the, I believe it's Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, there's several different, people don't think about the, like you said, from the courtroom to the, you know, criminal, to being an actual police officer to Homeland Security. There's lots of different avenues you can take. So, that's great.
And all those fields, they're extremely fulfilling.
Right.
But it's very important to find your own individual calling.
Right.
And that's something that I was able to find because of being one of the students.
That's great. What's your individual calling?
Defense. But one of the things that I've also learned because of here is that you will not be able to get your degree and go straight into defense.
Oh, sure.
Or go straight into the FBI.
Sure.
But one thing that we'll learn here is that it's a process, and one goes on top of another one. And that experience brings us more realistic expectations rather than shooting somewhere in the dark.
Right, right. That's true, because a lot of students do that. They think they want to be an attorney, and that the first case they're going to get is going to be some huge, you know, thing that changes society, and they don't realize that, no, they're going to actually have the small little case and that build up eventually to something like that. So that's great.
Absolutely. And like, I usually like to take the sides of defense. One of the assignments that we actually had, where we divided within our team to take on those different roles as we would in the courtroom.
Right.
And instead of doing my usual defense, I was actually assigned to do the prosecution for that part.
Okay.
And it was for a case out of Colorado, which is closed, but it was a homicide-suicide, where a father and a little girl were deceased. And one of the things that I realized was that sometimes defending some of those individuals can be extremely hard.
Yeah.
And in that scenario, I've kind of wanted to take the prosecution role because I didn't really feel fair for that guy. But what it taught me is that in that field, especially criminal justice, it's about the justice and it's not about the feelings.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's right.
You can't learn that out of a theory.
So, quickly, your plans to go to law school to become a public defender? Or
I want to go to the law school eventually. I'm also fluent in Russian and Ukrainian languages, and I might use that to get my way into the international law, possibly.
Oh, that's really cool.
And the way things are revolving out there right now, it seems like there might be doors that are open down the road that are not right now.
That's great. That's great. Okay, well, as well, Vlad, you were a transfer student. You transferred from one of the community colleges locally. Tell us, how easy was that transition for you from the junior college to South here? And how did you bridge that gap?
It was different, of course. Of course, there's more people here. And one of the things that we usually had our other instructors to mention is how different a four-year school will be.
Right.
Basically, no extremely crowded auditoriums, two or three grades that you get, and if you don't make it, you're basically screwed. So I knew that I had to do it,
sure.
But I kind of had that little unknown taste in my mouth, in the way to say
right,
it, I guess.
Right.
So there was a lot of questions. And, of course, Fairhope was much closer than the Mobile, so I started taking classes here, and it was great.
Good.
From educational experiences that we had, something that other students were not exposed to, that ended up being extremely beneficial to myself, and I'm sure other students as well. And probably about 2 weeks after starting classes here, we were making jokes and we were confident, and we were talking about not only little things and, you know, hanging out or grabbing burgers after that. We actually found our place of meat, in a way. And as early as that, we started discussing organizations. We got involved. And then about 8 or 9 months later, we've actually created the Future Justice Professional. So it was faith-based, and it was progressive in a way. And one of the things that I extremely enjoyed was the open-mindedness of the instructors.
Sure.
Whenever a student who's 19, 20 years old comes out, somebody who has a big degree is with an idea, it's very hard to get a yes.
Yeah.
But we received nothing but a support, and it's great.
That's good. That's good. Okay, so let's just say somebody wants to find out more about the Future Justice Professionals. Do you all have a website or a Facebook page? How do they get in touch with you?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
It's the Future Justice Professionals USA.
Okay.
Also, our email, the Future Justice Professionals USA @gmail.com.
Okay.
And,
can you say that one more time just so?
Future Justice Professionals USA @gmail.com.
Okay.
Those
great.
Are the best way to reach out. Usually we reach out to people whenever we have the programs, obviously the big recruiting sessions.
Sure.
Because we are located at two different locations at the university, we have to do a lot of cross communications. So
sure.
a lot of time what we do is the email blast, where majority
sure.
of the students on both campuses get the email about our news, upcoming events, and of course the meetings.
Okay, great. That sounds great. And as well, you can always get in touch with USA Baldwin County by going to myusabc.com, and we'll be happy to share information about the Future Justice Professionals or the Criminal Justice Program. Vlad, I thank you so much for being here with me today, and I think you've shared some great information. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Great.